This is St. Louis Public Radio. An effort is underway to launch a fashion industry rebirth in St. Louis, and those behind the initiative have brought in a heavy hitter. Eric Johnson is the executive director of the new St. Louis Fashion Incubator. The St. Louis native and longtime economic development official tells St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt that he has spent the past few years as the head of the Fashion and Arts Initiative for New York City.
Been spending the last 8 years in New York doing a lot of economic development work, focused particularly in the fashion industry.
Can you expand a bit on that, specifically some of the skills you developed in New York that you think you will be able to apply here?
I like to break down my work in New York into three buckets. I, first of all, was the head of the Fashion and Arts Initiative for the city of New York. What I like to say is whenever you would hear the mayor talking about things that the city is doing to support the fashion industry, it was actually my group. That was a very specialized group within the Mayor's Office of Economic Development that was actually coming up with a lot of those ideas and then implementing them. In terms of the day-to-day work, it really, again, fell into three buckets. There's sort of the analysis. So again, we were working within a nonprofit sort of government organization. And so you really need to build a case for why it is that you're proposing to launch certain plans. The second piece is the stakeholder management. In New York, over 900 companies that are headquartered there, 200,000 people who are employed in the industry. So it's big business. Right in our backyard, we would have the likes of Macy's on the retail side, Bergdorf Barney's, the who's who of designers. So it was a lot of stakeholder management to get input from them in terms of what the city could do to really support the industry. And then implementation. We'd come up with all these ideas, whether it be working to support entrepreneurship in the city. We also did a lot to support and build out manufacturing there, unlike a typical consulting firm where they might make recommendations and then hand it over to another company to actually implement. We were in the business of coming up with the ideas and then making these ideas operational.
You had a much stronger fashion ecosystem, so to speak, in New York than what you may be starting with here. Is that a fair assessment?
Of course, New York is one of the major worldwide fashion capitals. What I always like to point out, and something that I'm certainly learning about in my first few weeks on the job, is just what a wealth of fashion existed here at one point in time. What a lot of people don't know is that St. Louis used to be the second most center for fashion production in the United States, only behind New York. With that manufacturing base that once existed here, you also have major companies like Caleres, which are headquartered in St. Louis. May Company, of course, used to have a major center here. So you have a lot of those pieces to build out an ecosystem. So while people don't necessarily think of St. Louis, when they first think of the city, I like to say it's the Arch, the Cardinals, and maybe the World's Fair in no particular order, that history of fashion certainly exists here in St. Louis.
How do you take that history, educate people who may not be aware of it, and use that to build the incubator? It seems like a daunting task.
The expression I always use is that Rome wasn't created in a day. We really are trying to take a stepwise process here. So first, we're very much concentrated on just building out the space. Setting up this incubator where we'll have six designers in residence. We're doing a nationwide search, and they'll be moving their businesses to St. Louis into the incubator, doing all of their design, good deal of their production in the space right in downtown St. Louis. Hopefully have that be the beginning of the rebirth of the industry in St. Louis.
Do you have a timeline to attract those first six designers for the incubator?
We're working on the build out of the space over the next few months, with the idea and goal of having the space ready for those designers in late 2016.
What do you see as your biggest challenge as you really start to get settled into this job?
One of the challenges would be really getting the word out about what we're doing. There are so many of those pieces that are required for us to be able to do what we need to do to build out this incubator. But I think that right now what we suffer from as a city, quite frankly, there is maybe not an appreciation for the level of arts and culture and fashion that we're looking to build. And so in that sense, I feel that sometimes St. Louis can be its own worst enemy, and that we should really be proud of that fashion heritage and for everything that we've done in the past and hopefully what we'll be doing in the future with fashion.
I'd like to go back to something you were talking about earlier, and that's economic development and fashion. A lot of people might not put those two things together. How do you see fashion and economic development working hand in hand here in St. Louis?
that's a, I feel, a very familiar misconception about the industry. People think of the glitz and the glamour of the runway shows. And I think what people need to understand is that this really is big business, and it has the potential to be that. If you look at a place like New York City, I had mentioned, 200,000 people employed in the industry, it representing $10 billion of economic activity within the city. We like to use the term ecosystem that surrounds these design-based businesses, whether it be from the retail side to the marketing, advertising, to the models, photography, all of these supporting companies that are part of, again, this ecosystem. This really adds up. So we like to say that fashion, yes, it is glamorous. It is very attractive. It's something that is sexy and interesting to everyday person, right? It's something that we all do in the morning. We get up and we get dressed. But in terms of actually the economic impact of it, I would say that that's very important as well and is often overlooked in this industry.
In New York, you have more people and you're dealing with more things. But what's the potential here in St. Louis?
So we're working on an economic impact analysis. So the results of that are still pending. But needless to say, we would hope that there would be many different companies that would, we're starting off with the six designers with their employees who will be located here. But this will really be the start of something much bigger.
What's your assessment of the fashion sector now here in the city?
I've been overwhelmed and really pleasantly surprised with the amount of activity. Just the other day, we were at WashU talking to College of Arts and Sam Fox Design School. These are companies and programs that operate on a national level and have that type of prominence. But there are other schools and organizations as well. I was actually just meeting with a woman who's based out of the building where we're currently headquartered, temporarily T-Rex downtown on Washington Avenue. And she's someone who partners with the students over in Normandy for different design competitions and really helps them on the production side of taking those designs and having them become real in terms of making them into garments. And so I feel that there are a lot of nationally recognized companies and organizations, as well as a lot that's happening sort of at the grassroots that maybe is flying under the radar currently.
Is that how you got into it when you were going to school here?
It's just how life works. I really, in some ways, lucked into my current role. Of course, when I was going to college and high school, there wasn't any ability to really focus in fashion per se, yet I've always been a very visually oriented person. And so when I had worked in New York City at the Mayor's Office of Economic Development, there were many different industry desks. I had started off in healthcare and I was able to apply a lot of that skill set to fashion when it came to the client relationship side, the strategic thinking, so to speak. A lot of my work was on the job training in terms of learning about fashion over the past 8 years. I feel like now I really understand it and very conversant in it. It's not something that I necessarily went to school for. It's something that I learned on the job.
That's interesting that you really didn't have the desire when you're younger to get into the fashion industry, because a lot of people that I have talked to in different cities, that desire starts early.
Yeah, and that's absolutely something that's so important. And it brings me to a topic that I certainly had wanted to talk about and will be a big endeavor as part of what we're doing with the St. Louis Fashion Incubator, and that is education. When I was going to school, high school or college, late 90s, early aughts, there wasn't necessarily that pathway and knowledge on my part about what the industry represented. I had mentioned, again, about the different facets of the industry that sort of fly under the radar, and these are things that we want to expose young people to, students and people who are aspiring to be in the creative sector, and let them know about those jobs that exist within the fashion industry. We see the St. Louis Fashion Incubator as not only being a place where this great creative talent is being incubated, but also being a gathering place for the community at large. So over the next few months and the coming years, you're really going to see the incubator being the headquarters for a lot of interesting panel discussions, workshops, other ways that we'll be interacting with the community at large to educate them about the business of fashion and the opportunities that exist there.
That's Eric Johnson, the executive director of the new St. Louis Fashion Incubator.